heart is captured to lurk. I have in me the burning fire, oh, a sound of great things. I have in me the burning fire.
Hallelujah. Here I am. I'm thinking about a lot of things, a lot of regrettable things, and the Lord brings this to mind, that hallelujah, that the reason why, okay, let me put it this way. Adam and Eve were able to be thrown out from the garden because they didn't have eternal life. Now, this I'm saying, nobody will understand this more than me. So, because they didn't have eternal life, and the life that they had was not full, it wasn't complete. So it was just only one mistake that they did, and they were out. It tells how late, how weak that life was. But the life that is in the Christian can never be destroyed. So if there was a garden and a Christian was in the garden, there was nothing the Christian would do. He said the Adam and Eve thing was not just about they getting out of the garden. It was what had happened that did not, or that did not require their being in the garden. But if a Christian is put, let's say a Christian is put in the garden, there is nothing that can break down their life. Listen, I got the words, but I've not been bold enough to put it in a song. Enkwa biaba. Enkwa ni fri onyame ho ton ne bai. San kone ti onipemu. Na eno na yedinam. That's the line I like. Enkwebi Abba. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, Enkwebi Abba. Efri onyame on pon ne ba. San kwen etimimu. Eno na me debo bra. Hallelujah. There is something in us. It's called the life of God. Hallelujah. Right there where you are, that life is in you. The very life of, tell someone, the very life of God. So no wonder the psalmist says that Muma Yemon will say, why am I down? The song is not plenty. Ye better I hoa say. Ye better ni din da. Muma Yemon will say means let's give God thanks, because he has given us eternal life. Let's sing unto the Lord. That's all. Hallelujah. There is something in me. See, when somebody carries that life, it's called the life of the resurrection. That life does not die. It was born out of death. Hallelujah. There is a life at work in me. It doesn't die. You put me down, I sprout. You bury me, I spring forth. So I have the life of God in me. Never make the devil make you think that all is lost. I have the life that was born out of death. Can't you get it? My life was born out of death. Okay, when I say it was born out of death, what I mean is that it emerged from death. Listen, there's no life that can come out of death. Because the presence of death is the absence of life. But the life that dwells in us emerged from death. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Bible says, if the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised him from the dead shall also quicken. It will make alive your mortal bodies. Glory to God.
Glory.
I carry a life-producing spirit. I don't know how many of you get this thing. I'll teach, but hold on. I carry a life-producing spirit.
I carry a life-producing spirit.
He lives in me.
He lives in me.
A life-producing spirit. Yes, wherever the spirit of God is, there is life. The Bible says in Romans 8 that though your bodies be dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. I carry life.
Life-giving spirit.
Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 45. Glory to God forever. Glory to God. And glory to God. Oh, glory. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. You remember in Genesis, the Bible says, and God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. Oh, I have to teach something else tonight. So God breathed into man became a living soul. And the Bible says, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. So, glory to God. Adam did not have life. He didn't have the life of God. He had the life of the soul. Are we together? Now, I won't explain that because I'm not teaching that. Then he puts semicolon. The last Adam. You know, let's go to 40 thereabouts so that you understand this thing very well. Verse 40. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says there are also celestial bodies. Now, the word celestial means heavenly bodies. I don't know if you can get a version that says heavenly bodies, it'll be fine. Oh, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. There are also, okay. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. So there are two kinds of bodies, heavenly bodies, celestial bodies, and terrestrial bodies. And then the Bible says, the glory, that's the word splendor, the glory of the heavenly bodies is different from the earthly ones. So every life carries its own glory. Praise the name of the Lord. An earthly body carries an earthly glory. A heavenly body carries a heavenly glory. Next verse. Let's go back to King James. So he says, there is one glory of the sun. So he talks about the glory of the sun. That is the brightness of the sun. And another glory of the moon. And another glory of the stars. For one star differed from another star in glory. Next verse. So also is the resurrection of the dead. You didn't understand what I just read. He's talking about the glories of things. So the heavenly bodies have their different glory, and the earthly bodies have their different glory. The sun is the glory of the sun is different from the glory of the moon, and the glory of the moon is different from the stars. And even among the stars, their glory is different. And then he says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. So there is the glory of the resurrection. Are we together in this place? I said, are we together in this place? So there is the glory of the resurrection. So the resurrection carries its own unique glory. Then the Bible says, this is the glory. It mikom malakatos. Keba loma sata kaba. You kobo bobo shabai. See, if I don't take time, I'll fall down under the anointing. It is so. This is the mystery about the resurrection life. It is planted in weakness. Sown in weakness. You look at it, you will never expect that it can live. It's sown in weakness. Then it is raised. He says it is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of ikamandosa, ilababala gadosa, but of incorruptible seed, even by the word of God. No, sit down. No, sit down. Sit down. Sit down for a minute. Let me. So, the glory of the resurrection is that it is planted in corruption and it is raised in incorruption. Next verse. Next verse. 43. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. This is the resurrection life. Hallelujah. It is sown in weakness. Babayo. Speak in tongues. Come on, speak into like you mean it. Be intentional about this. Raised in power. Kabababaya. Balakataya. Sabababababa. Satakabaya. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Ya Hallelujah. No, sit down for a minute. I want to try to get this. It is sown in weakness, but it is raised in the miracle working ability of God. It is raised in power. It is raised in the ability to work miracles. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Next verse. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body. That's what Paul is saying. There's a natural body. And there is a spiritual body. Ah, next verse. And so it is written. You understand? And so it is written. The first man, Adam, was made of living soul. So what are you talking about? The first man, Adam, was a natural body. He was a natural man. Hallelujah. He was a natural man. So he could fall. He was a natural man. He could be taken out of life. He was a natural man. Sin had power over him. He was a natural man. Oh my God. But then there is a revelation of another man. Koba balakataya. Sababahata kabosa. I know who I am. Come on, I know who I am. I know
who I am. Sorry, I'm not a natural body. I'm a spiritual body.
Sit down for a minute. Just sit down for a minute. Hold on, sit down. Sit down for a minute. And then he says that. And so it is written. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, he didn't say the second. He says, the last Adam. Something has changed. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam. What is missing? The word man. So like, the last man, Adam. The last, the one quickening spirit is a life-giving spirit. Now, the word life-giving spirit is not just about a spirit who gives life. It is a spirit who continuously regenerates life. So they tell us that cells, the cells in our bodies, some die and then they are reborn. That's the system. So this one, there's no death, but first life, second life, third life, fourth life. So the life is, it's life on life on life on life. Like how you see the waves of the sea. Like after one wave, another wave, after one wave. So it's like the wave of life. The last Adam was made continuous wave of life. Hallelujah. A continuous revelation of life. A continuous boistering of life. A continuous mona makatai. So there you are. You think the life has ended, then another life comes up. Glory to God. Then another life comes up. 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 So, maybe this lady, when she got born again, was on fire. Laying hands on the sick and all of that, and somewhere somehow something happened. She feels like I don't feel like praying again. I don't feel like anything again. I don't feel like. But hey, if she gets up one day, le baba, there is a continuous le baba, continuous revelation of life. I will not be put down. Hey, say life upon life. I don't have people here. Shout a life upon life. So think. Always, the devil will make you want to know you've made the worst mistake of your life. And can you can take like 3 months always thinking about why. No, forget about it. There is a life upon life. Come on, life upon life. Come on, life upon life. Glory to God. Sit down for 1 minute. So the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Now, let's go to the 46. Look at that. Look at the 46. Man, I'm supposed to talk about Bible study, right? How be it that... That was not first, which is spiritual. So he says, Adam came first, the man Adam came first, but he was not spiritual. But that which is natural, he was a natural man. Afterward, the one which could not be taken out of the garden. Afterward, the one whose calling couldn't be missing. Afterward, the one whose mandate is never lost. Afterward is the man that is spiritual. Hold on. 47. The first man is of the earth. Earthy. The first man is of the earth. Earthy. The first man
mananakatai. The first man is of the earth. Eti makataya. Kamanamanama. Sadadadaba. Shout it, I don't go down. No, I don't have people here in this place. Shout it, I don't go down. Come on, there are some confessions, they are life. You never stop saying them. I don't go down. I don't lose my calling. I don't lose my mandate. I don't lose my anointing. There's something on my life. Hallelujah. The earthy is of the earth. The word comes, the word earthy is from the word humus. Humus. By which you get the word human. It simply means that which is of the dust, of the earth. So the first man was earthy. Now, then he says, the second man is the Lord from heaven. I need this for, I need for a very long hours of something. But listen. The second man is the Lord from heaven. 48. I'll revisit this one. Hey, glory God. I want the devil to just understand something this evening. Hallelujah. He says, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. So anyone that has not been born again, they follow the trajectory of Adam. They are also earthy. They are of the earth. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. So here, when he said that there are celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, that the celestial body, he said sun and whatever, and the moon, and then the terrestrial bodies are the things on the earth. So now he says, as is the terrestrial. So he's connecting it back to the 40. As is the terrestrial, so are they also who are earthy. So as we have the terrestrial, those the things on the earth, they follow after the pattern of Adam and his descendant. Then, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. So as there are glories of the heavenly, different from the glories of those on the earth, so are those the glory of those who belong to the Lord of the heaven. And that's why he said that is the Lord from heaven. He's talking about the celestial. Now let's go to the next verse, verse 49. Look at it. Then say, guys, listen. And as we have borne the image of earthy, as we're all born as earthly people, as we're all born as Adam, Nana, and all of that. Then he says, hallelujah, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now sit down, let me try to expound this a little bit. The word we shall, he's not just talking about when we die and we go to heaven. So let me cite this. Maybe there is a misunderstanding. So I said, whoever drinks the cup of water should go and drink, or whoever has drunk the water should go and drink the tea. All right? So you've not drunk the water, sit here. You've drunk it and you've taken the tea, sit here. And somebody comes and say, what's going on here? All of you come here. Somebody goes, the man of God said, those who have drunk the water shall also drink the tea. Are you understanding that? So it's not futuristic.
I'm trying to let you know that the moment this is done, this is what is next. So if you have taken it, you're going to say that, oh, as the man of God said, we should drink the water. He said, anybody who drank the water shall also drink the tea. And that's why we took the tea. So it's like a law. If you have borne the image of Adam, believing in Jesus, man takabai, there is an image. You don't get. There's an image that we are born onto. Say, I bear a heavenly image. I don't have serious Christians in this church. Shout it, I bear a heavenly image. I'm heavenly. I'm heavenly. What am I trying to say? I'm simply trying to tell you that we carry the life of God. We carry eternal life. We carry the life of heaven. Say, I carry the life of heaven. One more time. I carry the life of heaven. Come on. I carry the life of heaven. I bear the image. One more time. I bear the image. I bear the image of the heavenly. I bear the image of the heavenly. I bear the image of the heavenly. What does it mean by the heavenly? He is the one. They carried him. They made sure he was very dead. So he was very, very dead. And they went and put him in the grave and sealed the grave. What is the image of the heavenly? My. That image is that he came out moketabragados. He came out. Nobody had to push whatever. He came out. The Bible says all by himself. You read the book of John, and John takes a very little but important detail. He said when they went, when the napkin that they've used to cover him like that, to bound him, the Bible says when he rose from the dead, he folded. Jesus was not in a rush. He folded the napkin and put it there. Amakataya. So that when they come and see, they will see something, that there is a man, that you bury him, he comes out without a rush, and that is the life that we have. I'm full of life. Now let me help you to understand. Man, I don't even know why I'm talking about this now. Let's go to John 3. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him. Let's begin from 3:1. So you understand. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, 12, who came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God, and for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. You are bearing an image that is not the natural. You're bearing an image. It's not the natural. And for somebody to do this thing, except there is a terrestrial, a celestial help or a celestial image on the person. And then Jesus said something unto him. So Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot behold the power of God. That's the word kingdom. And the word born again, hallelujah, denial and nothing. It means to be born from heaven. Born again there is not to be born afresh. Mm-mm. It means to be born from heaven. So the guy comes to Jesus and says, Lord, Rabbi, nobody can do the things you're doing except God. Except there's some sort of celestial power or image on the person? And Jesus said, of course, yeah. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born from the celestial, he cannot behold the absolute power of God. Guess what? I'm born again. I said, guess what? I am born again. I carry an image. So let's continue. Let's go to four. Let's look at what the man said. Ooh, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time to his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said something. Verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man, my God, except a man be born of water and of the spirit. Except a man, who is a man? A natural man be born of water and of the spirit. He can't enter into the power of God. He cannot come into where power is practiced. Hallelujah. And to be born of water, a lot of people say his baptism has nothing whatsoever to do with water baptism. To be born of water, the word water is the spirit. In fact, listen. Except a man be born of water, and anytime you read the Bible and the before the end is not a comma, it means that they are together. And the word end is sky. So Jesus simply said, except a man be born of water, which is the spirit. So he's not talking about water baptism here. Except a man be born of water, which is the spirit. So except a man be born of the spirit. Okay, let's go. You will see what Jesus was talking about. Next verse. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So the water and the spirit is equal to spirit. So that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is of the earth is earthy. The Bible speaks the same truth in different languages, in different wordings. All right? So the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. This is who I am. I don't know about you, but this is who I am. I'm of a spiritual descent. I emanate from God. What the Bible says, you are born of God, little children, and have overcome them. When you are birthed by God, there is an automatic overcoming power alive in you. I can't be trapped. No, I don't have people in this church. Say, I can't be trapped. I cannot be trapped. I'm born of God. Come on, I'm born of God. Hey, I'm born of God. I carry the life of God. What does that mean? I am heavenly. There's a heavenly something on my life. That's why Jesus says in Mark chapter 16, let's go there quickly. 16. And let's begin from 15. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. A lot of people say he's baptized means put in water. That's never true. Hallelujah. Never true. Go back. That's where I'm coming to, but go back. He that believeth, that is baptized. Do you understand? So he that believeth and is baptized, that's not mean when you believe, then we carry you to Dinsu and baptize you. Believing in Jesus is to be baptized into Christ. It's not to be baptized in water. Go to Matthew chapter 3. Boy. Okay, forgive me. Finally, we'll talk about Bible. All right? Let's do inside Bible. Let's go inside Bible. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. So this John the Baptist talking. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So you see the Holy Ghost, and before the and, there is. So you are going to baptize with the Spirit and the fire of the Spirit. So the Bible says that do not quench the Spirit. Actually, it talks about do not quench the fire of the Spirit. So you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The baptism of John is water unto repentance. The baptism of Jesus is Holy Ghost and fire. So for John to baptize, the medium for John's baptism was water. That which John used to baptize is water, and that which the Lord used to baptize is the Holy Spirit and his fire. Say fire. Fire. I like that. Glory to God. Now let's go back to what we're talking about. So he that believes and is baptized, what does that mean? He that believes, that is he that is baptized with the Spirit and fire. He's not talking about water here. All right? I had a book. It's a Baptist who wrote it. And he says, if you don't get baptized, you will never go to heaven because your salvation is not complete. I say, wow. How God can come and die and add water to his death to save man is a mystery. Then should our people go and sacrifice all kinds of blood inside. You have to be inside before God saves you. Excuse me. We don't have time for that. He that, you see here, he says, he that believeth not. Do you understand? He didn't say he that believeth not is not baptized into water. In fact, there are different kinds of baptism. Different kinds. Jesus talked about his death. He says that the death of Jesus is called baptism. Baptizing into his death. Are we together? Let's go to the next verse. Before that, let's continue. I believe you understand that he's not talking about water. And these signs shall follow them that believe. What I mean by these signs will follow them that believe, that's the semicolon. Say legalities. Come on, say legalities. In my name. Ooh, glory, glory to God, man. I said, glory to God. See, go through the word of God. It's amazing. And find, just find in my name, in the epistles. You'll be amazed. The audacity in the name of Jesus. Yeah. In my name, they will cast out devils. What a name. He says, they will cast out devils. It means that these guys are heavenly now. They are spiritual now. So they can combat spirit and tell them to check out. Glory to God. Say, I cast out devils. You don't like it, right? Shout it, I cast out devils. Why do we cast out devils? Because we have his name. In my name. It's not like you cast and say, in the name of Jesus. That's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about, think about it. We have a meeting, we've invited the president, the president's not able to come and invites tells the vice president to come. You know, okay, you understand. During Apostle Ntumi's funeral, the president had to write a tribute for the state because the man who had died is not just like a Muslim or somebody. He's a powerful Christian that died. An apostle for that matter. Preached Jesus all around the world. You understand what I'm talking about? So he's a stateman. Yeah, the president cannot say he won't write. So he wrote. But the president couldn't come. So the vice president had to come and read the tribute by the president for the state. And there I am watching, and the vice president said, when I heard of your death, me and my wife Rebecca, I said, my Kufuor is not here. So the vice president came in the name of the president. So it's not about the vice. He couldn't have read and said, me and my wife Rebecca, me and my wife Samira. Mm-mm. Although he is there, you don't get it. Although he's there, his identity does not matter. He came in the name of the president. When I cast out demons, I'm casting it out like Jesus cast it out. When I lay hands on the sick, it's not the hands of Christ as you right there in the name of Jesus. It's the hand of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. In my name, the power of our tongues is as equal to the power of Jesus' tongues. Someone say, Jesus never spoke in tongues. It's a lie. He spoke in tongues. Oh, you don't get it. Jesus spoke in tongues. Quote me either way. Yeah. Glory to God. When he met Paul on the way to Damascus, what he told Paul, Paul said those who were with him, they only heard a sound. But he heard, Paul, why art thou persecuting me? What's that? It's tongues. And the interpretation of it was given to Paul. The rest just heard sounds. And you see, tongues is not just about when we speak in tongues, there is the Bible talks about the diversities of tongues. There is a tongue of sounds. Yeah. Romans 8. He says that Romans 8, 26 and 27. Let me show you something. Go to 26. Go to 26. Hallelujah. The devil is a bastard. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Hallelujah. But the Spirit himself, King James said itself, the Spirit is not an it. The Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The intercession the Spirit makes for us is not independent of us. All right? He does that through us. Groanings. The Bible says groaning which cannot be uttered. Uttered means that cannot be put in words. And then there is a diversity of tongues that's called the utterances of the Spirit. Are we understanding? Because in Acts chapter 2 verse 4, it says they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them their utterance. Here cannot be uttered. So the Spirit also gives you things you can't say. And things you can't say are said in sounds. Oh yeah, yeah. Glory to God. Have you ever heard that like people do that? Serious? It's plenty in Nigeria. Yeah. It's also tongues. Groanings which cannot be uttered. Yeah. So in my name, they will cut man on my. See, Jesus did not care about who it was. He didn't say when they believe they will take them, the pastors will take them through training. He says, in my name, you get born again today. Today you cast out devils. I remember we're having a service one day in Assemblies of God, and then it was a revival or something. They invited this pastor. And you know, he was trying to cast out the devil, a particular demon, and the demon was very stubborn. Like the one the apostles tried. You know, this demon says, I won't go. You know that kind of demon that like it's called, what's the name of that demon? It's like a teasing demon. Yeah, you say out. Yeah, mockery, that's the word. They will mock you. I command you to come out. And then you say that, oh, begin to, you know, sometimes they'll do circle around the person. I say, clap your hands. Bonita, bonita, hoja, kaka, your boys, and then the demon is dancing with your clapping. That demon came to church one day. A pastor is casting, he's not casting. I was watching a video one day. The pastor says, out, and the demon blew on the shelf. Pastor down, chilling one cocoa. There are demons like that. They are called worrying spirits. Hallelujah. Say that in the name out. There is punching blue. And sometimes you look at, you see, somebody told me he doesn't want to be a pastor only because of demons. When he's in excuse, yeah, he said that because he doesn't understand why, like, you are Bema Tintin Gramage that when in the name, come out. The demon will just attack you. Where will you run to? I said, brother, you have to run. I remember Pastor Chris was casting out a demon. And then the demon wanted to fight. It was that kind of, that spirit came to Pastor Chris. So, like, the people were trying to hold so that he doesn't hurt Pastor Chris. Pastor Chris said, leave him. Hi. Bible will be also for a bold bloom and alcohol. You will feel it within. So it was just coming like that. Pastor Chris was just standing. Lulululu. Leave. So Pastor is casting out this demon. And this demon won't go. Yeah, leave. Then some guys wanted to help. So they wanted to at least, you know, I can't save the man of God. So man of God said they should stop. That demon is a very stubborn demon. Else the demon will enter into them. That time I was born again, fresh. I knew a little bit of something. I said, no, let me go home. I just packed my, I just knew the service was over. And the way I enjoyed this message too, I just packed my Bible and my this thing. And I left Bokor, then went to sleep. In my name. Do you know what the name of Jesus is? Forget it, we'll meet. In my name. In my name. They will cast out devils. He didn't say they may cast out. He said they shall cast out. Look at that. In my name shall they cast. It's a law. It's a shout thing. It's a thing of the shout. Say, it's a thing of the shout. Yeah. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. You don't get it. The name of Jesus is able to grant us access into heavenly language. Right here on earth. You just don't get it. Right here on earth. Just because you have believed in Jesus, the portal of heaven is open to you to be able to speak in their language. Someone say, in heaven, do they speak in tongues? That's the heaven. We call it heavenly language. Nobody speaks English in heaven. Nobody speaks Hebrew in heaven. Yeah. Kolemos kratasa. They say, Logragaske, Kroske, Laruse. Romondos Kasko, Telegram. That's how we'll be conversing. So those of you who say you're not praying in tongues, I don't know how you'll be able to hear anybody in heaven. Yeah, they meet you and they're called Lekrones Kratoske. Here you are. Is there, huh? He said, Jesus. That means they should get you out from this place. You are a foreigner. You are not supposed to be in heaven. Say, I speak in tongues. Yeah. That's what we are going to do in heaven. In my name. You know, Paul says that when he went to the third heaven, he heard things which are not permitted for man to speak here on earth. There are things of heaven that you can't talk them here. The earth is so corrupted and filthy, and those things are too holy that it cannot be communicated here. And that's why we speak in tongues. Because all the things we say in tongues, and if God opens your ear to hear it, you'll be shocked. Yeah. Because sometimes even the tongues you are speaking, the vocabs that is coming, it tells you that, like this is not a normal level prayer. Because maybe normally your prayer is kosha katalabale, oh ramama masatalaba. It's normal. There you are, one day you are praying, you don't know where anything is coming from. You begin to speak in some strange mumulu ukudibi itumina ekukuku akukuku agaga agaga. Hey. Yeah, so you are speaking like something, like high level something. Yeah. When did you end that? Like you started speaking in tongues, it was not your normal. Yeah. Sometimes you go drr 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 akuminita akuminita akumbo akutukutu akutikutu alululu. Hey. Yeah. I found these things, you can't say them on the earth, so you just have to code them. Are we together? They shall, and then this next verse. Let's. They shall mark attack. They shall pick up serpents. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to pick snakes? That's the part of the scripture I've not fulfilled physically yet. When we're having the, I think PLCS, I was coming to church with Maureen and Elon. Then I saw a snake right there around our house. Yeah, small but very poisonous. Cobra. I said, snake. So they, I said, give me a block. Snake need the hand matua de natua. And the snake vanished. Now I say, let's go. It's not supposed to die today. Hallelujah. But the Bible says we shall take up serpents. Does it mean we should go and look for snakes? Emphatically, no. Somebody used this scripture and said he's going to look for snakes. And the snake bit him and died. Because he's not talking about going to catch snakes. How on the earth would Jesus come and die? As if you believe in him, you go and catch snakes. Jesus said, I'm going to say, So the word serpent is a biblical terminology. The first revelation of the word serpent was Satan. So what is he talking about? He's talking about the power of demons. Because you remember the word serpent is, okay, it's there. It's in plural. That would mean that when you take one serpent, you are not done. Go and take a lot of serpents. He's talking about the powers of the enemy. Matthew puts it in a different way. He says that you shall, is it Matthew or this thing? Matthew or Luke? He says you shall trample upon scorpions and snakes. And shall by no means Luke or Matthew. Find it wherever it is. It's somewhere. Is that Matthew 10? Luke 10:19. Good. Ah. The boy is good. And then he says that, so he's talking about the powers of the enemy. To take up, all right, talks about a place of authority. You will dismantle the ability. So that's done in the name of Jesus. Like what I'm doing to this lady in the States. I don't know the mother from Uganda. I'm not a Ugandan. But just by virtue of the fact that I believe in the name of Jesus, I can quash it. And it's not by here. It's by where I am. I'm in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, inside there. Say inside there. Inside. All right. Then it says, they shall lay hands on. This is my favorite part. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I lay hands on the sick. So I said, what if I lay and they don't recover? There you are. Go and lay on a different person. Hallelujah. They shall lay hands. He didn't say, amazingly, he didn't say they shall pray for the sick. Hey, like, are they serious? Oh? No, think. So go through the word of God. I'm like, hey. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of infirmity. Please. You are doing extracurricular activities. It's not part of the whole thing. Jesus, Peter goes and Aeneas, is it Aeneas? For how long? 8 years. Bedridden. And say, Aeneas, Jesus heals you. Get up. That's not prayer. Anyways, Jesus heals you. One guy, Jesus has healed you. Continues. Sorry, uncle. Look on us, silver and gold we don't have, but such as we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Paul is preaching, and then a crippled man is looking at him, and he said that he saw that the man had faith, and said, brother, get up. And the person stood up, and the person actually leaped. Look at Jesus. Do you want to be made whole? It's like there's healing. We don't pray for people to be healed. So it means that when we do, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's extracurricular activities. When the person gets healed, it's not there. You know? Because I've seen people who heal by frowning. And I've seen those who heal by drinking water. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Andrew Mark is holding water. I will never forget that miracle. And it's... There's somebody here, you get a back pain, but I think it's like an accident. The Lord touches you, come up and give your testimony. I'm not used to that kind of healing. Yeah, somebody too will come. All of that is extracurricular activities. And just looking at the person. Oh, son of David! Have mercy on me. What would you have that I do for you that I may receive my sight? You know what Jesus said? Your faith has made you whole. See. Oh, mango satis. Hallelujah. He just says, see. The person begins to see. And some, you just touch their mouth. So one of the things that is not included for healing is prayer. In healing, a touch is more powerful than prayer. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come. Oh, come. Oh, you know, like I was trying to raise my cousin from the dead. In the name of Jesus, I was just looking at the dead brother. I said, hey, I didn't mean raise you. Say, Nipa now was sorry. I have the life of God in me. Come on, one more time. Say, I have the life of God in me.
I have the life of God in me.
No, right now, like you really mean it. Come on, think about it. And say, I have the life of God in me.
I have the life of God in me.
I carry eternal life.
I carry eternal life.
I carry eternal life.
I carry eternal life.
Come on, I carry eternal life.
I carry eternal life.
Hallelujah. Be outstanding. Glory to God. Woo! Man, oh my. Just open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Come on, bless the name of the Lord and give him praise. Bless him and give him praise. Bless him and give him praise.
I have in me the burden.